This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Seven WHLers will get a shot to wear the maple leaf at the World Junior Hockey Championships on home soil. Hockey Canada has unveiled its selection camp roster. We'll hear from one of those seven, Kalen Addison of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Former WHL head coach Bill Peters is now running the bench of the NHL's Calgary Flames. Peters will join us to talk about his time in the Western League with the Spokane Chiefs, which included a Memorial Cup title 2008. Finally, former Medicine Hat Tiger and Red Deer Rebel Riley Sheen has been named the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month. He's lighting things up with the University of Calgary Dinos while taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. He'll close out the show. First up, seven players from the WHL have been named to Hockey Canada's National Junior Team Selection Camp set for Victoria December 12th to the 14th. A pair of first-round selections from the NHL draft headline the WHL's representation with forward Cody Glass of the Portland Winterhawks and defenseman Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs leading the way. And joining Glass and Smith on the National Team SportCheck Selection Camp roster are goaltender Ian Scott of the Prince Albert Raiders, defenseman Kalen Addison of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and Josh Brook of the Moose Jaw Warriors, along with forwards Jared Anderson Dolan of the Spokane Chiefs and Brett Leeson of the Prince Albert Raiders. And Kalen Addison, he's hoping to crack that Canadian squad as an offensive defenseman. Dustin Forbes has more.
Kalen, my first question is, when you found out the news, what went through your mind when you found out you were one of 12 defensemen that are going to be invited to Victoria?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've said it so many times before. It's something that I've grown up watching every year for as long as I can remember, and I've definitely dreamt about going to that camp forever. So just to hear the news that I was going there is a special feeling for sure.
How'd you find out?
I just got a call from Brad McEwen, and then they released the list a couple days later, so it was definitely exciting.
You're the first Lethbridge Hurricane to be invited to the camp since 2009 when Zach Boychuk went. What does that kind of honor mean to you?
Yeah, it's huge. It just shows how far this organization's came in the last few years, and there's a couple other guys in this room that I know could be at that camp for sure, and definitely deserve to be, and are very high-end players. So, just looking at the organization now compared to the last few years, it's definitely taken a big step. So, I look at it that way, and it's a big positive for this group.
Yeah, I imagine your goal is to make that hockey team. It's probably going to be tough to make it. They take seven defensemen, and there's 12, and there's some pretty good players. But for you personally, going into this camp, what is your mindset? What do you want to accomplish?
I think it's just to be confident and just be myself. I mean, I didn't get invited to go there and change my game. I got invited to play the game that I've played my whole life. So I just want to keep playing the way I play and just be confident out there.
Let's talk about your club team, the Lethbridge Hurricanes. They make a big deal last week. Ship out Jaden Joseph and Ty Cole, bring back some pretty elite players in Jake Lecision and Nick Henry. How do they fit into the group?
Yeah, it's for sure. First of all, it's tough getting rid of those two guys. Those are some key guys in our room that everyone loved. But at the end of the day, it's part of the game, and that's what happened. So, but bringing in those two guys, they're phenomenal guys already, and everyone likes them. And they're two of the best players in the league. So, they're definitely key to our team, and we're going to try and make a run for it with them.
Thanks for this. Best of luck at the World Junior Camp.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Calgary Flames head coach Bill Peters cut his teeth in the Western Hockey League. The former head coach of the Spokane Chiefs, the winners of the 2008 Memorial Cup, recently sat down with Cam Moon in Red Deer.
You spent time in the Western Hockey League, and I remember when you were head coach of the Spokane Chiefs, and you had a really good Chiefs club there. Looking back at your time in the WHL as a head coach, as an assistant coach, how much did that prepare you to coach in the NHL?
No, it's huge. The Western Hockey League is a great league, and it's a great preparation league, not only for players, but for players and people in front offices. Everybody gets an opportunity to move on if they want at some point, if you're good at what you do. And you know what? The Western Hockey League is so so well run out of the league office in Calgary. And, you know, you look at it, it's got a bit of a mini NHL schedule. I know they cut it back here this year, I believe. But the travel, the practice schedule, the game schedule, the playoffs are all, you know, a mirror of the National Hockey League. And I wouldn't be where I am right now without the Western Hockey League. I fully understand that. And the nice thing for me was I was able to start as an assistant coach and then progress to the fact that I was a head coach, go to the American League, then to the National League as an assistant coach before I became a head coach. So for me, I feel like I checked all the boxes on the way up.
Now for you, when it was time to, you know, when hockey was done and you're looking at a post-hockey career, did you think of coaching while you were still playing, or did you just stumble onto it? How did it all come about?
Well, you know what, you got to get lucky a little bit, and you know what, the way it worked out was real good. I ended up coaching in Spokane when Mike Babcock took the World Junior team, and I went in for that time through Christmas and ended up staying the rest of the year, and then they ended up hosting the Memorial Cup, and then a couple years later there was an opening and I went in as an assistant. So it was 98-99, my first year in Spokane as an assistant coach, and I was there 3 years and left to get head coaching experience at the University of Lethbridge. So you know, it worked out good, and then they ended up with an opening again, and I went to Spokane in 05 as a head guy and left in 08 after we'd won the Memorial Cup and went to the American Hockey League with a real good organization, Chicago's farm team in Rockford, Illinois. So I've been lucky. I've worked with and for good people along the way, and you catch a few breaks and you keep plugging away and good things will happen.
You guys had a great team that 07-08 season, the Chiefs winning WHL championship, then the Memorial Cup championship. What made that team special and successful?
The work ethic and the character of that group, and I've said it a lot, and I'll probably be true. I've never had sense a team that was that dedicated to working hard and playing for each other. Mm-hmm. Just a selfless group, and it got better each and every time the calendar clicked off. A new month came, we got better and better and better. Our management was committed. We made two big trades. We ended up getting a forward and a D-man at the deadline to put us over the top, and we had great goaltending, which you need to win. So very deep team, very hardworking, honest group that you could count on each and every night. You knew how your team was going to play.
Here with Bill Peters, head coach of the Calgary Flames. How different is it, though, after going through the grind of four rounds of a WHL playoff, best of sevens, and then all of a sudden you get to the Memorial Cup, it's a tournament, and it, I know it's spread out over days, but it's short as far as games are concerned, and you got to be good right from the get-go. How big of an adjustment is that?
Oh, it's huge. Now you're in a, you know, you go from a marathon of the best of sevens, and we played a game seven in the Western League, the West Division final against Tri-Cities and won that, and then we were in the Western League final, and we got that done in four. And then we went out there and we played Belleville and got a big lead and hadn't played in a while, and the wheels came off a little bit, and then we won it in overtime. So right now, you know, you've already got a win in the bank, so the least you're doing is playing in the tiebreaker game, so it takes some of the pressure off you. And then all of a sudden, we won a game against Kitchener, it was, and then that put us into the final. So we knew after two games we were already guaranteed a spot in the final. We still had to play Gatineau Olympic at the time, and they had Claude Giroux, and they had some good players. Paul Byron was on that team. And, you know, we went out. It didn't mean a lot for us. Tim Spiltz was our GM, made a good decision not to, you know, alter our lineup. He wanted to keep our lineup that was going to play in the Memorial Cup final the same, just so guys weren't sitting around. And we did, and we dug in and ended up winning that. So we went 3-0 in the round robin. And then, you know, everyone else has to play with their life on the lines and play a semifinal game. And, you know, we were able to get into the final game and then beat Kitchener for the second time with a real good goaltending performance and a committed team away from the puck defensively.
Yeah, it was amazing. It'll be something I'm sure you'll never forget as long as you live. Great memories. So, well, and here's to making great memories with the Calgary Flames. Bill, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good luck the rest of the way.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Riley Sheen is the WHL Graduate of the Month for November, playing with the University of Calgary Dinos, and he's having just a great U-Sports season here so far. Joins us on the line here after just finishing up, well, one of your final exams here, Riley. So, hey, that Christmas break is hitting you square between the eyes right now.
Yeah, absolutely. School's been pretty heavy here the last couple weeks and everything like that, so it's always nice to get these finals out of the way and have a little bit of time to kind of step away from the game and school at the same time and just sit back with some family and friends and enjoy the Christmas break. So really looking forward to it.
You played over 250 games in the Western Hockey League between 2011 and 2015. You started in Medicine Hat, finished up a 20-year-old season with the Red Deer Rebels. Your time in the WHL, Riley, how would you sum up those years?
Well, I think it's like you hear from a lot of players who played in the league. It's one of the best times of their life for sure. You meet so many people along the way, and you get to play in front of, or you get to play great hockey in front of a lot of fans. That's something that players, I'm sure, really miss when they step away from the game, is having that excitement and everything like that. So as a young kid, 16 through 20, it's an absolutely unbelievable experience to have, and one that will definitely stick with you for the rest of your life.
You have to be enjoying the season there with the Dinos. Not only are you right in the mix there in Canada West, which is ultra-competitive, you're also tied atop the conference for scoring with 20 points through 16 games. You lead Canada West in goals. It's really been a great season for you there in Calgary so far.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think our team got off to a relatively good start. I mean, from the expectations we had from the start of the year, we'd like to be a little bit better than we're looking right now, but I mean, there's still half a season to be played, and for myself personally, I think it's the same thing. I think that the first half of the year has been relatively successful, but at the end of the day, I'm looking for bigger things in the second half, and I know our team is as well. We want to make a push to head to the finals here in Can West and ultimately win that and head to the national tournament there in Lethbridge.
Riley, you're taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program, 5 years paid books and tuition. How much is the program meant to you as you get into post-secondary education?
Well, it's obviously been a huge part of my life the past couple of years. I mean, you can look around at other students while you're at school and just see the complications and everything they have with money, and it's definitely not cheap at some of these higher-end institutions. So to have that as a fallback for any hockey player is just absolutely unbelievable, and it definitely makes time at university a lot less stress-free and a little more enjoyable, for sure.
Riley Sheen is the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for his torrid start to the season with the Dinos. We mentioned the break, Riley, and sure, that's nice, but nice little cookie thrown your way here from U Sports coming up in Victoria. You've been named to that U Sports roster that'll take on Canada's World Junior hopefuls in Victoria to kind of give them a little taste of what they're going to be up against here, and what an honor to play this squad and represent U Sports as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit it on the head there. It's an honor. I mean, to be selected to any team, let alone a team that represents your country and has a chance to play against the World Junior team, it's going to be a great experience. I know I have a few friends that were selected to the team as well, so it'll be good to kind of reconnect with some old faces from the Western Hockey League, and it just should be a great experience. From everything I've heard, Hockey Canada always puts on a great show for everyone involved, and I'm just really, really looking forward to being a part of it.
Okay, hey, well said. Riley Sheen is the WHL Graduate of the Month for November, tied atop the scoring race in Canada West, and what an opportunity now to represent U Sports against Canada's World Junior hopefuls in Victoria. Riley, great success story here post-WHL. Keep it going there in Calgary, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to both Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge as well as Cam Moon in Red Deer. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.